Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
What's up, everybody? It is Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom episode from our respective homes. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Hello, friends.
That wall's going to be decorated soon. I feel it. It's getting there. It's getting there slowly but surely. If you can read his shirt, we also have the reigning and defending Ellis Mania champion, everyone, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
A lot of people are calling it Luis Mania now.
Really? Just like that?
Just like that.
Lewis Mania, not even Gomez Mania.
Nope.
It's going to be spelled
wrong constantly. Lewis Mania.
What's up, gang? How's your knee doing, Lewis? Since we talked to you last, you had knee surgery.
Well, it's grown a little.
Yeah, your knee growing.
It was a Negro.
Your knee grew.
Oh, I got it.
I got it.
Took me a second.
My knee grew.
Your knee growing.
My knee be growing.
Oh, yeah. My knee grew.
Negro.
What's up, my Negro?
Oh, what's up, my Negro?
They don't put you under for that, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they put me under. You really do. Like, they get. How often are people dying of anesthesia? It has to happen more than you think. Because the amount,
I think it does have more than you think. I know the releases they make you. So that's why, like, any kind of like elective thing where you have to go under, I was just like, man, I don't know. It's like, just if you're the one person, yeah, it happens. Look that up, somebody. How many often times people die from anesthesia?
And people choose to go under for like minor things. Like people go under for like wisdom teeth and shit.
Yeah. You have to be, it's rare, 1 to 4 deaths per 10,000. Well, I'll tell you what.
It's not that rare.
It's not that. I was going to say, I don't like those numbers at all.
That's really not that rare.
I mean, there's got to be tens of thousands of surgeries a day.
I feel like that's a big range too. Like the range is 4 times, you know, but what I'm, I mean, saying, 4 in 10,000 is a lot more than 1.
I mean, they also, what a weird thing, the average is 2. Then just say the average is 2. Like, what's the point of like 1 into 4? It makes no sense.
Well, wouldn't it be, am I correct?
The average of 1 and 4 is 2. No, 3, 2.5.
No, I think 0 and 4. Well, no, whatever. All right,
either way, that does seem like a high number. Is there not? How many surgeries do they say there is a day in America? Or not even America, like in the.
You have no surgeries where you're going under.
It would be, yeah. It would be, though. My guess would be that means 1 to 4 people dying at least a day from anesthesia.
I don't think there's that many people going under per day. Anesthesia.
No? You don't think?
No. With 10,000 anesthesia surgeries a day?
I would guess, yeah, around the world.
Maybe there is. Around the world. I just made that up.
People are dying from anesthesia.
Get those big fake titties, you whore. 60,000 people nationwide have surgery under general anesthesia.
Nationwide?
Every
so,
day.
So, damn it. Wait a minute. So, technically, there could be up to 24 deaths per day from anesthesia.
The people are just dropping like flies. That's more than Omicron.
Like, man, I don't like that at all.
Doggy, that's fucking wild, dude. By the way, and I literally had no fear of COVID, but I have genuine fear of anesthesia now. Yeah. The COVID numbers were way less in my favor, I believe. Now
he goes, well, you got COVID, so we're going to have to put you under anesthesia and operate. Like, no!
Yeah, I mean, so they sort of like do this thing where, like, you know, they the second question they ask you, you know, your name is Luis Gomez, right? You're like, all right, cool. Like, so what is your procedure you're getting on today? They want to, like, they want to know that you are coherently understanding what's being done. So I go, yeah, I'm getting a leg thing. They're like, you're getting a orthoscopic surgery on your left knee, right? I was like, okay. And then
stop throwing all these big words at me.
The very next question they ask you is, do you have a living will? And you're like, why would you go right there? Why is that the next question? Like, how likely am I going to fucking die?
How tall are you? Have you put your house in order?
Do you have a living will? Yeah, Will Sylvans. I don't know if he's from this country, though. I don't know how this works.
He is, but his accent sounds like he's not. Is that a living will?
But yeah, so then they ask you that. And then, like, I mean, I sort of like made my peace with it. Like, if I just close my eyes, like, it is the most peaceful way to go. Right?
Sure. Well,
unless, like, you wake up halfway through the knee surgery and then die.
Yeah. You die from pain of your knee being open. Was it like, what's that called? Laparoscopic? It's just two little holes in your knee?
Yeah, orthoscopic. Yeah, it's two little holes in my knee. I'm already walking around on it. It's kind of sore today. A more recent poll says the risk of dying in operation under is extremely small for a healthy person having planned surgery. One may die in every 100,000 general anesthesias given.
Okay, that's so different.
A half a person a day.
That's so different than 4 in 10,000.
So one midget per day. Somewhere in the world.
I can live with that.
That's how we thin out the herd. I'll tell you what, they don't look like much by themselves, but you see a pack of midges coming at you, it's intimidating. They're going to carry you off like Gulliver's Travels.
Really, a pack of anything coming at you silently in the night would be horrifying. I don't care. It could be a pack of nerds. It could be a pack of girls. If they're just coming at you silently in the night.
Oh, my God. These two-year-olds are gaining on me.
Well, there is that funny thing that as I get older now, I do feel, like, less confident in those things. Remember, it was like, how many, like, eight-year-olds can you take at once? Like, as that number goes down as I get older, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to keep. They're going to be too fast. They're going to be on my back.
I can take a normal eight-year-old. I could take probably a lot of them, but are they – in a cornfield, do they all have blonde hair? Is it the middle of the night? Is there satanic music playing? Because I'm fucking...
Yeah, are these children of the corn or just normal children?
I mean, what are we doing here? Got to pick and choose. But yeah, they give me... They were very nice. The nurses were really cool. And, you know, they give you at first, you know, she's like, are you okay with an IV drip? They give me IV. And then, like... they put, like, she called it the happy juice. She's like, oh, here's your happy juice now. And she puts it in. And I'm like, what's happy juice? And I was like, is this a... And then they start wheeling me.
Goes,
and
I was like, I think this bitch is trying to fuck.
I was like, oh, this bitch is down. All right, I'll give you some happy juice, baby.
You're into it. Oh, yeah. You want to
Lewis, did you pull your dick out in front of the nurse? You go, did you hear what she said?
He goes, that's not happy juice. This is happy juice.
So then she puts that in the IV, which I think is like the propofol type shit that, like,
yeah,
Michael Jackson got, right? And then they give you the anesthesia. So they give you both. It's like a painkiller type of anesthesia, like physically, and then they give you the one that actually puts you down and keeps you asleep.
Yeah,
I think. I don't really know. But, like, yeah, so, like, I start feeling happy, dude. And I'm like, oh, hey, where are we going? And then she lied to me. I remember her lying. She was like, hey, we're just going to put this on. This is going to be some nice, happy New Jersey oxygen. And I just remember thinking, I was like, New Jersey doesn't have nice oxygen.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We get our oxygen from out of state.
Yeah, put you right out. The only time I've done it, I remember I was a kid, but it was the count backwards from 10, and, like, you never make it. Mm. Like, you never make it to one.
I didn't even start counting. I was out.
That'd be funny if he goes, count backwards from 10. He goes, 3, 2, 1. Now what? Like, oh, no, it's not working.
That's what happened with Ralph one time. He said they forgot to give him the anesthesia, so he told me to count back from 100. And, you know, all the people are like, oh, you know, he'll last till 97. He get down to, like, 20. And he's like, I'm still counting.
Hello. 10, 9. Is this serious?
Yeah. So, give me a light dose? Then I walked out. Fucking my sister picked me up. And here I am.
And then she smoked all your dabs.
Don't even get me fucking started. Why? I have to lock my doors.
You probably owe her. She probably took those dabs because she deserved it.
Mm. Nothing drives me out of my mind. Like, come and take my dabs all you want, but don't take the last of my dabs.
Did she know it was the last?
Yes, Jay. Yes.
Why?
You take the last dab and you go, this is now an empty dab jar.
Oh, but you might have, she might assume you have tons of dabs. No, I always have surplus of like weed.
She doesn't care. She just doesn't care.
She's cared enough to pick you up from the hospital, make sure you were safe. Well, anyway. After you got double anesthesia'd.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm hoping my knee recovers quickly.
Are you like on crutches or are you just walking fine?
I'm walking fine. I mean, today was a little bit sore. They said you could use a cane to like take weight off it. So like, you're not dealing with like inflammation.
Oh, pimping. Did you guys know a comedian got shot outside of a comedy club in New Orleans?
No.
Is that the guy, did he get shot or his car got shot into?
No. So that's Donnie Baker. Is the car got shot into because he was fucking like somebody else's wife?
Dude, that's like the biggest fear of mine is fucking somebody's wife and their husband killing me. Like, because I've hooked up with a couple married chicks in my day, and like I'm always like, what state? What's your gun laws in your state? Because all it takes is fucking if somebody's fucking your wife and you have a gun, I mean, you shouldn't be able to shoot them, but I completely understand why you would. Like,
if I'm on the jury, I'm not voting guilty.
He pulled next to Donnie Baker. Yeah, this is the other comedian.
New Orleans comedian shot and killed outside Rouse's on Friday. Who's a comedian? Is he good? Oh, don't even read any more of the story. Let's look up his act and decide whether or not it was worth it.
Boogie B comedy.
Shot multiple times outside his car. Do we know why?
Because the greatest Yo Mama joke ever. Because the guy who shot him's mama had a wooden leg with a kickstand.
Isn't it weird with these things, like where you're about, if when you find out the story, you're going to find out how much
gravy poured on his mama's leg?
Well, it's just like if it was like, oh, he pissed off an audience with like his offensive jokes or something like that, I'd be like, this is a fucking problem. But if they're like, well, it was gang related, he was in a rival gang, I'd be like, oh, well, that's never going to be my problem.
Right, Why would you even go there? Why would you say rival gang, Dave?
I'm just saying.
Oh yeah.
I have a full set of his.
Nice. Let's see. He was part of the Detroit Hilariouses.
the Chicago Funny Ha-Has.
A real treat. Make some noise right now. Start clapping right now.
Comedian CP.
Right now and give it up. This is Boogie B.
Whose channel is this? In memory of comedian Brandon Boogie. They put it up since this weekend and then they tagged it to get views on it.
I think it happened in December.
Oh, it happened in December. Okay.
This is his final appearance on stage.
Yo, what's the deal with people shooting you while you're in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all don't like that mystical? See. That's a whole ass
shit.
That's all too though, twin. I like it.
He's got a big dick.
Fuck with it.
Look, you can see his dick in his pants, dude. I wish you could see my dick in my pants.
Me too. I can't even dream what that's like. Sometimes you get like a little halfy boner and it pushes out a little bit. You feel good.
Yeah, whatever. We don't gotta watch this. It's you know, he's probably funny enough, regardless.
What made you turn?
Still shouldn't have killed him.
I didn't hear one joke yet.
All right, okay, you can play it. It's fine. I didn't know if it was going to... Can I tell you what's going on in my head?
Sure.
If he's not funny, then I kind of feel bad.
Is it, we're going to get killed?
No, not even that. Like, if he's not funny, I just kind of feel bad. Like, there's no reason to kick a dead guy while he's dead.
Well, to check whether he's dead or not.
It's like, so
I'm just saying,
funny,
one reason.
Lewis, you saw his big dick and didn't want it anymore. You're like, nah, yeah, dude.
Oh, show some respect, this, man.
Show some respect for this guy's fat knob.
This guy made it 40 years with a huge dick. That's more life than I'll ever have. Fuck this.
And honestly, not for nothing, dude. Jay, to have a piece like that, how much of your life would you give off? Because you'd give off a good 15 years of your life being fat and smoking cigarettes. So I think you'd value having a big dick more.
I'm going to try to quit smoking cigarettes, and I'm doing my best with my weight. Thanks, though. Anyway, Boogie B.
Got it, yeah. God damn, Twin, you like that song, don't you? You trying to play that whole motherfucker.
I think he does stink.
I was like, cut it. Damn, he over there. You mean, I love it, baby. You over there scratching and mixing and shit, twin. This ain't no, this is a comedy show, man. You don't have to clock in there hard.
Wipe that sweat.
Yeah.
He's sweating already.
What's happening, y'all? I'm comedian Boogie B from New Orleans. Just want to say what's up. Y'all good? Yeah.
Jay, it sounds like he's doing the impression that you do of old black guys.
Hey, it'd be Boogie B, scooping and doodling down the road, bringing the ha ha to your visity faces. Now, let me take a swag at his water and look at some of the fine ass hunters up in this month.
He's been on stage for a minute and 34 seconds.
Dude, he hasn't said a thing yet.
He's wiped his sweat and he's already needs a drink.
He needs a drink. He goes, slow down now, y'all. This man up here trying to work. I ain't young like I used to be. Players still got to drink and water, stay hydrated.
Let me see. So, all right, well, give me some more of the context of the story. We'll go back to this in a second, but give me some more of what happened to him.
Because I think I get it now.
Well, there's an art. There's a.
I thought that I was insulated.
There's an article here with his mother.
Oh, no. How does she look younger than him? How is that possible?
Related because I lived in Slide.
Every time I scroll up to it, it's going to play.
Well, she's only 8 years older than him.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead.
You want to play it?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, or we can just look at it.
And I thought this wasn't my fight. But the fight has come to my door. And for Brandon's sake, I'm going to put up.
Shit. She just saw Woman King. God damn it.
She is all.
She's on one. She's on one. She just saw Wakanda Forever.
Because it has to stop. We have to take hold of it and stop it. And we can. Leaders lead. And we need leaders to do that.
Black Panther, where are you? Is she going to throw up the thing? Black Panther.
New Black Captain America, are you here? Are you ever going to come?
T'Challa, please.
Beloved comedian Brandon Boogie B. Montrell speaking out about gun violence and what it will take to solve this problem. Her son was killed in a grocery store parking lot just 2 days before Christmas.
So this is actually the second part of my interview with Sherilyn Price. She says any one of us can be affected by violence at any moment.
Whoever you are in New Orleans, you cannot make the assumption that you're safe. We literally navigate.
I think we got it. It's fine. I'm saying,
well, just what's the, was he just like randomly killed, like a stray bullet or something? Or was it like a beef? Did they say like,
go to the story.
Yeah. See, is there more to the story? There has to be more to the story. Obviously.
I could probably find a better.
He got back in town from a trip from Los Angeles. He was scheduled to perform a comedy show at the Comedy House of NOLA on January 15th. He was born in New Orleans, blah, blah, blah. He later moved. He was working on Hood Comedian Stars with Master P.
Ooh. Okay.
He was recording a hit song. Go back up.
Live.
Catch the Wall. He recorded a hit song called Catch the Wall with his cousin.
Oh, so I guess he was hit with a stray bullet, they're saying. But she said that he was not hit with a stray bullet. He's not a victim of a stray bullet. He's a victim of decades of neglect that have left New Orleans youth with no hope for a future.
It's a stray bullet. It is.
And a stray bullet.
It was a stray, but it was a stray bullet.
It was a stray bullet for sure.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking sad. You know.
DJ all crazy acting up. Yo, they shooting? Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors, a newer sponsor over here at the Legion of Skanks. And, of course, that is RexMD, everybody. You know how much it sucks to lack confidence in the bedroom? I'm talking to other people, Dave, not you. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous or had too much to drink. Damn, I never thought that was going to be true until I became an adult. Whiskey dick is real. Do you know you can get whiskey dick even if you don't drink whiskey? Any alcohol will do it.
Little known scientific fact. I learned that from reading at rexmd.com.
Yeah. Well, listen, RexMD is an FDA approved, most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. They've made it simple, easy, and cost effective to help men get longer lasting confidence in the bedroom. It makes getting generic Viagra and Cialis very easy. Everything's online. And now they have their best deal they've offered and save up to 90% off right now and only pay $2 per dosage with our exclusive link. You know, Viagra and stuff, and that's something that costs like $60 a pill. They know people want those boners, and they're taking advantage. RexMD made the whole process very simple. No need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment. With a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create your personalized plan, and get your RexMD boner pills soon. And they don't just have erectile dysfunction medication. They also have sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, sleep aids, all the things that men getting a little to a certain age are going to need. Are you hitting, Dave, any kind of like sleep problems yet or back pains? And
you're back pain there. For sure.
Yeah.
Back issues, neck issues, all types of things like that. Yeah. But RexMD has me covered.
They do. They've already helped 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you now. Take advantage of the best deal by going to RexMD.com/legions. It's our exclusive deal. It's going to save you up to 90% off, where you'll only pay $2 per dosage. Starter packs of generic Viagra and Cialis are now available for our listeners to get started. RexMD.com/legions for up to 90% off. Give the gift of pleasure this holiday season. Even though the holidays are over, you still want to fuck. All right, let's get back into it.
There's a lot of fucking comics getting killed or killing themselves. A lot of like, it's a weird time. You're hearing about it more and more.
How many comedians died this year? You could probably look that up pretty easy. Yeah.
In 2022,
like LA guys, that guy Jack White, I think his name was.
Dude, how about Lisa Marie Presley? That's a wacky one.
Jack Knight, I think.
Yeah, Jack White. No, who's the guitarist from the White Stripes, I believe.
Yeah. Meg White may have died. No one's seen her in 20 years.
You see the drummer?
She
couldn't even play drums. Fuck that bitch.
She's good enough to make some rad tunes.
Dude, it was like just bass kick, bass kick, bass kick. No, bass snare.
Yeah. But yeah, still pretty awesome tunes. Say what you will. Pretty good tunes. No, yeah, Jack Knight for sure. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Is there a ton of others?
Are we talking about 22 or 23?
Yeah. Are you saying in 22? Didn't Bob Saget die in 22?
Gallagher died.
Yeah, but I'm saying like younger comics, like you know, not like world famous. Like you're hearing about a lot of them. There's been a few.
Teddy Ray was a young kid that passed away.
Who?
Teddy Ray.
Oh yeah.
I'm going through a list.
I didn't know him, but people were talking about him. He's an LA guy, I think.
Nick Nemiroff.
You don't hear about enough comedians killing themselves.
Not enough.
We talk all this game like we're the most depressed people and shit, but nobody's offing themselves.
Step it up, guys.
Brody.
How long ago was that, though, dude?
Years now, probably 5 years, maybe. Yeah. Maybe not 5 years.
I'm just saying, you're more likely to...
No, I know I'm not. I wouldn't even like do the drama of pretending to be suicidal now, because... When I got anxiety like attacks, it was all about afraid of dying. So I know it's full of shit. Does that make sense? Like,
how many girls did you manipulate in your life by saying you were suicidal and you were going to kill yourself?
None. Not one.
Never in your life? You never went there? Like, I'm going to kill myself without you?
Never did that. But it's a running joke me and my wife have since we watched the Chris D'Elia thing, as we both just threaten to kill ourselves if the other one doesn't do what we want them. Like, if you don't take the trash out, I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself.
I mean, I've had exes that have done that. I've done that.
Really?
Well, you told us the story of one of your exes who did that, and then you were like, yeah, fine, go do it. And then you were like, I have to get that phone.
Oh, no, it wasn't one of my exes. It was somebody that I was cheating on my ex with.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, took a picture. She was on a bridge with her feet dangling.
That's more than just saying.
No, that's more than saying. Like, this bitch was, like, showing. Like, it was some manipulative, like, crazy girl shit. And she's like, I'm gonna do it. I just have a reason. She's like writing poetry, essentially. Like she was like, the stars in the sky have aligned to make me have to come here and you and blah blah blah. And I was like, literally in my head, I was like, I hope she does it. But if we can just simply get that phone away from her,
he goes, they're not gonna like if she. He goes, man, I really hope. He goes, hey bitch, if you jump, take the phone with you.
She goes, well, don't just jump off the bridge into the water. At least test it out first. Maybe drop your phone in there. See how bad it hits on impact.
See how far you want to do it. Don't you want to find out?
It's when a girl becomes that much of a problem and you're not in love with her, you're going like, okay, yes, kill yourself, please.
Why did she get there? Like, why was she like...
She goes, years of Lewis telling her to kill herself.
She fucked all three of the Legion of Skanks. This bitch was destined for something.
No, I'm saying, why was she so... Like, why was it that much, like, heartbreak in her, like, standing off on a bridge.
I don't even remember, dude. I mean, you're just dealing with crazy coke whores. When you're dealing with people that are on drugs, this is the same girl that, remember I told you the story about how we were doing blow? Or like I caught her in the, she goes in the bathroom with some like Mexican bus boy. And like I caught her, I was like, what are you doing? She's like, he just pulled me in here. And I saw him and he was like, no, cocaine. And I was like, oh, she's like, yeah, he just pulled me in. He's a rapist. And I was like, oh, I know he didn't, sir. And then I punched him. And then I was like, I feel really bad, dude. I know you didn't even do this. She's a crazy bitch, but what am I going to do?
That happened?
Yeah, I felt so bad about
this. You had to punch him?
I had to punch this Mexican guy in the face. Where was he? Apologized. He's like, no, senor. I swear, I did not.
Where was it? Where, just like a restaurant?
Some bar.
Oh, Jesus.
It was crazy, dude. It was all crazy. I mean, granted, look, I felt bad, but I mean, he did technically take my girl into a closet somewhere. It wasn't like my girl. She was just some whore, but he didn't know that she wasn't the one that I loved. He didn't know that I had prayed for her to jump off that bridge that day.
Oh, that was later that night?
No, it was the same girl.
He's like, hey. He goes, hey, don't jump off that bridge. Let's go get something to drink.
She was
get ourselves a drink. No, I've never said I was going to kill myself or made any kind of like loose threats like that.
No, I mean, up until I was killing myself.
That was Lewis's go-to opening line. Hey, ladies, looking good tonight. I'll kill myself if you don't make out with me. Huh?
I don't
I'm going to do it.
I don't think I've ever outwardly even said if I've like felt that way. Because I said, I've always just kind of thought it was like dramatic. And it seems like a pretty intense thing to tell people for drama.
There was times where I was manic enough when I was saying it that I kind of meant it, if that makes sense. But in
I
know that it was just manipulative, like crazy shit, right? Like I know what it was. Like I wasn't really, but there was times where I was actually suicidal in my life, but I wasn't using that as like a manipulative tactic. There was just times where I was genuinely suicidal, but there was also times where I would hurt myself. Like I would be arguing with a girl to the point where I would hit myself or I would cause myself some sort of pain.
Oh, I've done dumb shit like that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, it's sort of in the same world of punching yourself in the face or putting your fist through a wall. Except you're just going further and you're more manic and you're in less of control with yourself. So, you know, if you're, you know, I can see somebody just being in that state and like, if I was on a bridge in that moment and arguing with like Katie Barry for long enough, it was like, that's up to the state. Like I was outside of Katie Barry's house crying because she was like playing poker with a guy that she cheated on me with, saying I'm gonna kill myself when I was like 20. Like, but if I was on a bridge, I might have jumped off that bridge in that moment. And I wasn't really suicidal. I was just more manic and crazy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have a gun ever, because I would never kill somebody. But if I had a gun, I was just caught in the right moment, I could maybe kill somebody with it.
Never let Lewis have a gun or a bridge. He's not responsible enough.
It's like, dude, I burned too many guns. Wait, I said that wrong. I'm confusing my bridges and my guns.
It's so funny when rational thought like leaks in to like what you know is like the right thing, but your personality still is different. Because someone came up to me this weekend, it was so fast how it went down. They were like, man, you know what really caught me about what you said before? Like, if you don't, you say that thing, like, if you don't let words hurt you, you'll never have a problem. Like, you could always win a situation if words don't affect you at all. I go, yeah, and yet we're less than a year removed from the last time I've jumped out of a car because some guy was like, what's up, pussy? I was like, so, I mean, I don't know.
But you can.
I'm like, do as I say, not as I do.
People do that all the time. They're like, oh, you're a fucking hypocrite. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, don't use violence, right? Don't hit your kids. And they're like, well, dude, what about the time you fucking threatened a worker? It's like, dude, just because people make mistakes doesn't mean it's right. I'm not going. I've never walked into any of these shows where there's been a few times, I guess, but very rarely do I walk in and go, oh, I freaked out on this person and I'm justified and I'm right for doing it. I understand that it's funny and I'm being a fucking moron. And like right. That, like in retrospect, I regret it. I'm gonna bring it to the show to go, look, guys, look at me being right. I'm bringing it to the show because I know it's funny. I know I'm acting like a jackass.
It's technically
my own form of self-deprecation, right?
It's a logical fallacy. I forget what it's called, but there's something about the hypocrite. Like it's a technical logical fallacy. Like just because someone's like not following something doesn't mean that it's like you could be a smoker and say,
Dave's on a story and Lewis is on fire. And Dave's like, you know, the thing really comes down to two important points. Carpet's on fire. Start that over, Davey, so people can hear you.
No, I was just saying, like, you could be a smoker and say, like, don't smoke. It could give you cancer. And I'd be like, oh, okay, well, why do you smoke then? It's still, like, it was still the correct advice.
Yeah. I mean, I think you know you're a fucking, you're an asshole when you jump out of the car. I justify those moments because I'll walk away and I go, I know that was wrong. I'm embarrassed. I know I'm an idiot. But in a weird way, you feel like you've served some sort of justice for the world.
Buddy,
it's not even about you. It's about
how
Earth.
How sick Christine is of me talking about rage incidents as justice. How much she's tired of hearing that. These are the moments where I know where me and Lewis are connected. Because I say that all the time. I go, you know, the thing with like the SantaCon guy and everything. I always have a thing at the end like, sure, it was over the top and ridiculous and a stupid thing to be a part of. Man, that guy is never, ever. The next time he thinks about pissing in someone's building, he's going to be like, nah, man, this went really bad last time, and I'm not going to do that again.
See, I have such a different way of thinking because my, and this is like logical for me. If I ever did something that went so haywire, in my mind, I would automatically go, well, you know what, dude? The haywire thing happened already. Now it's free reign. I can piss everywhere. What are the odds that it's going to go haywire?
He goes, again? Yeah, you know what? He goes, yeah, law of averages says I got about 17, 18 more houses I could piss right in the lobby before anything happens at all. I've already been put through a door.
Freedom.
No, and I'd say I do. I feel so the thing we had at CB's immediately started like giggling as soon as those guys were like taken out of the place because it was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what? It's so stupid to be involved in. But I still,
it's
also
like
I still
weird,
have
like,
those moments.
Your balls are kind of cut off now because there's so many like cell phones out there now.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And it's like you're like I can't freak out and beat people up. Like I can no longer do that because if I mean, it just in any given city, I'm not famous at all. Like I can only imagine like a really famous person, but it's almost it's more rare than it to walk through the airport and not be recognized is more rare than not. Right. Like almost every time I fly, somebody will come up. Oh, dude, I'm a fan of the podcast, whatever else it is. Not a lot, like a person. But I would say more often than not, like it just happens, you know, a decent amount. And I travel with my son. And I travel with my chick a lot. So I notice when it happens because I get to feel kind of cool in that moment because it's in front of somebody, you know. So the me freaking out like in a deli or in a cab driver, like all it's going to be is somebody fucking catching me on their phone. And there's no explanation because I've seen videos of people like fucking freaking out at a deli and they knock all the stuff off the counter. And there's no context of what happened before that. It could have been like, this person every time looks like the biggest piece of shit in the world. It's always Karen freaks out on fucking minority.
No, it's awful. It's never.
Lewis and I have both cleared a counter with our arms for sure.
Oh,
but
yes.
even if I'm
not allowed in the deli next to the studio because I cleared the counter with my arms.
But even in, and deli. I don't mean to offend you two. I know both Lewis and Jay go out in the night seeking justice. But even even if you had it like completely in context,
Batman and Batman.
Even if you had it in context, you're never gonna look good on camera in those moments. It's always gonna be you. Do you remember Lewis the time I wanted to fight that the guy who ran the open mic at the creek in the cave? And I remember being so blown away. Like it hit me in a way I just did not know how to deal with this. Because he was talking shit, and then he pushed me to the point where I was like, I wanted to fight the kid. But he was like still talking shit and like, I'm not going to fight you, but still talking shit, which is a very weird. It's like a new generation thing.
It's by the way, it's not what a comic should do, but we just weren't raised as comics. We were raised as fucking idiot thugs.
Yeah. So well, it's like, be pretty. It's going to be pretty funny when I bite your fucking cheek off, dude. I don't want to fight you. I'm going to maim you.
At a certain point.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Fist.
He was talking shit, Lewis. Do you remember this? And I just like was like, oh, I'm gonna go fucking hit this kid. So I had lost it. I was really furious.
I remember.
And he just pulled out his phone and started videotaping me. And like right in that moment, it's like he's just gonna have a videotape from the
of me
front
coming
angle
at him like this.
Like, that's just gonna. Like, that's just gonna look so terrible.
You don't talk to my friend. You said words.
Even in the moment with all that rage, I was just like, I know I can't allow that video to be in the world. Like, I just can't. Because it just stopped me dead in my tracks. Like, all right. All right. I'm just going to sit here.
God damn it.
That fucking crazy. Rules. It's just fucking sobering reality of you being filmed. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to look like a fucking jerk off right now.
Oh, buddy.
The whole Metzger thing. I look back at the whole Metzger incident at the Comedy Store. And it's like, yeah, I get to, you know, it's on fucking camera. And I get to just look like a raging fucking lunatic. You know, and you have a bunch, and I felt justified in my anger. Honestly, he was talking that good shit, doggy. He wasn't talking shit like he was talking like, oh, dude, I'm gonna fucking cut you with a knife. And he was, you know, when you cross a certain line, but it doesn't matter because all that context is lost. And there's none of that. It's just literally me on camera looking like I'm not ready to have a conversation or try to go to word. But I was already beyond that when he fucking walked into it. That is a weird thing. Like now I'm much more conscious of that. Also, like as I've gotten older, like I've learned to like avoid certain triggers. Like number one, like I recognize if I'm running late before I even leave, I go like, all right, I need to just know that I can't be a dick to people because I'm running fucking late right now. Right. And that used to happen all the time with Uber drivers. The story wasn't that I didn't like Uber drivers. The story was if I was taking an Uber, it was 99% of the time because I'm running late. I just ran late 99% of the time anyway. And I had the anxiety of running late. And then they were the only person around me. And it was a stranger that I was fucking.
Someone's getting it.
I was paying them. So I felt like they worked for me. It wasn't right. And I was like on Adderall just for like 3 or 4 years, just like.
Well, it's also like it would, because you'd be running late, it would just like elevate their mistakes. So like if an Uber driver takes a wrong turn and it sets you back 10 minutes and you were running on time, you're like, I'm late 10 minutes now. But if you're already 20 minutes late, you're like, now I'm a half hour late for this thing.
And 10 of this isn't my fault.
Yeah. Like,
I'm late.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Well, yeah, dude, you fucking grow up. I'm just so much more calm now. I don't know what it is. Just maybe it's just getting older. Maybe it's the Percocet that I'm on right now. But maybe. I just feel calm.
Are you on a Percocet right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky.
You want one, dude?
Yeah, dude. Put it.
I don't give it to you.
Dude,
if I was David Blaine, I could just push it through this.
That'd be great. Cool it'd be great if I pulled it out. I go. Oh. Alex.
Dude, if I David Blaine'd it.
Alex, pop on. Your ex used to do what all the time? Say he's gonna kill himself.
Yeah, constantly.
If you ever get pregnant with the man you cheated on me with, I will kill myself.
Yeah, there was a lot of like, if we were arguing and I wouldn't answer the phone, he would be suddenly on the bridge. He's like, I'm gonna drive off the bridge if you don't answer my call. And then I'd call him, he's at his house. I mean,
he's gonna drive off the bridge. It's very difficult to do.
If you guys were fighting, you mean?
If we were arguing, which was all the time.
It was so funny. I'm gonna drive off this bridge. What a weird manipulation thing.
It turns out I just your damaged life is my fender. It's really hard to drive off a bridge.
Yeah, what do you live in? What do you live in fucking Maine, like the Beetlejuice couple? How do you drive off a bridge in New York?
I don't know, but I was young and I always believed him. I was like, the manipulation tactics work if your girl's stupid enough.
He's like, I drive a giant drill machine.
I'm about to jump from a crane. Where the hell are you going to find a crane? Where are you going to find a crane operator that's going to pull you up there? You can't get up the crane by yourself. Someone's got to lift you on the crane. He goes, oh, all right, fine. I'm not doing any of those things.
I'm home.
Okay? I'm not even suicidal. I don't know. That just seems like such an extreme. Like, to me, I feel like I wouldn't want to give the power of, like, I'm so sad. Like my life is in your hands. Do you know what I mean? It's such like a, I don't know how you can come back from that. Like I'm going to kill myself and then have another day where you're like, ooh, let's pick a movie to watch. Do you know what I mean?
It's like I don't so even get intense. That at all. Now that I'm not in a toxic relationship and I haven't been one in a while, like even when like things went south with the more recent relationships, it never got to the point where it was like toxic, where there was yelling or screaming or cursing or calling each other names.
I just started hitting them. And I told you, if you start hitting them, they'll stop doing the things that annoy you.
No, but like it never really like once it started getting there with certain relationships, I was like, oh, I got to end this. It's not going to fucking go anywhere good. Right. But like I can't even wrap my head around being in a big drag out, like saying fucked up things, going through her phone and trying to find shit, and then like having an argument about it. Like if you go through somebody's phone and have an argument because you find some shit, like how are you ever coming back from it? I can't even wrap my head around like coming back from it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, whereas like that was just like every relationship that I was ever in was always like these toxic fucking, like everything was like all that type of shit, trying to catch each other in lies and like, It was fucking bizarre.
Yeah, heavy drama. It's fucking consuming for no reason.
I can't fucking... I'm just also like... Like, I need people that are going to calm me down, not people that... Like,
well, there's also drama
going.
There's
going
to be drama. There's going to be things going on. That's what I'm saying. So don't waste time on that shit. But that's what I mean. Such an extreme threat and argument. If you don't answer the phone, that's what I'm saying with Alex's boyfriend. It's like, I'm going to jump up this bridge if you don't answer the phone.
And I think it's young
day,
shit, though.
And then
though.
The next day, like, picking it out, is. Like, a movie to go see is bizarre.
All right, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is, of course, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you are a fan of Kratom, or maybe someone you know is a fan of Kratom, definitely go get it at YoKratom.com. Their stuff is lab tested. It's delivered right to your door, and it's the best price you're going to find anywhere. How much, Jay?
$60 a kilo. What?
Wow. Yeah. You can tell that genuine excitement. Can't I'm fake
moving,
that.
I'm moving weight, dog. YoKratom.com, sponsor of everything Gas Digital. They are the best. Support them because they support us. If you're in the market for Kratom, this is the place to get it. So don't fuck up. Go to YoKratom.com right now.
All right.
Let's go. You swing it back to Dave.
Let's get back into the fun.
But Jay, did you have girls that said they were going to kill themselves and shit like that? Besides Christine?
No, the girl.
Besides your current relationship? Is there
I'm
any...
on the ledge. Yeah. I could just do it, you know.
I sound like I'm laughing, but I'm crying.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's Christine's cry.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'm so sad.
Wah. You can't treat me like that. Wah.
Yeah, Jake, close the blinds. It looks like fucking a nuclear war is happening outside of your house. like in Terminator, you put your hands on the gate. Turns into a skeleton. Oh, shit. Let's do plugs and let's get into BopBab, which let me also say, I was so pleasantly surprised by how much fun BopBab was last week. The music ended up being really good. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny.
I was blown away by the jump in talent.
The jump of talent, yeah.
Into this year's BopBap.
Yeah, and some people are... Look, I did a poll on Twitter, and it was basically split. Well, I shouldn't say split. I said, do you hate it? Did you love the opening round, or it was just okay? And collectively, only 51% of the people hated it. So 49% of people believed that's they awful. Loved it or it was just okay. No, that's okay. That's good. It's better
it's
than
a terrible result. The majority of people hate what we're doing.
Yeah. But I think most of those people didn't even watch last week's round. I bet you like people just they're for some reason, this is the most controversial segment we've ever done. We've talked about everything. We have entire
Remember when Ralph wanted to do it and he was like, it makes so much sense for SDR show. Lewis just goes, true. I named it and we're keeping it.
No, he wasn't going to just take our fucking segment. It also wasn't going to be. It just wasn't
I think Ralph's prize was a record deal, by the way.
Yeah, but nobody wants a record deal with bucks. Lainey Spicer fucking records. Nobody gives a shit. Records.
It was the guitar or the bass player for Megadeth.
Whatever it was.
Record label.
Well, he could have also done that with us. Whatever. It wasn't. Also, most of these bands have like deals. These are like fucking established.
Well, this
bands.
Year it feels like.
Nobody cares about Ralph's fucking deal. Okay, that's the point that I'm making.
Yeah, Lewis isn't going to let Ralph profit.
That's probably a weird thing to ask to answer for people. He goes, none of these musicians want a deal.
No, but none of these people. But I think that I thought it was great last week. So let's do plugs real quick. We have another 8 bands. We're going to do another round this week. And we're going to keep this on the Zoom shows for now. So, you know,
maybe we get down to the Elite though. 8.
Well, no, it's not the Elite 8. We still have a bazillion more bands to go through.
I said until we get down to the Elite 8.
Oh, and then we'll go to a live show.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So let's do plugs. Plugarooskies. This weekend, I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota. First time I've ever been there in my entire life. So come out this weekend, me and Aaron Berger. Then next
weekend, Juicy Lucy.
We're going to be... going to Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. So that's the end of our tour these next 2 weeks. The last chance to see me and Aaron together on the Offend Everyone tour. And then I'm taking a little time off. I'm going to be with Big J opening up his shows at the Wilbur Theater and the Fox Theater. Very excited about those. But the rest of February, I'm just chilling. But then starting up in March, I got Yonkers. I got American Comedy Company in San Diego. I got the Funny Bone in St. Louis. Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana, and a lot of other dates that are being added right now. Most of these dates are with Zach Amico, putting the finishing touches on my next special, which I'm filming the first weekend in June in London, England, it looks like. Still, like I say, 95% London, England. I'm working on just a couple details right now. But subscribe to Gas Digital, use the promo code LOS, get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. There are thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. Go back into the archives, listen to the very beginning of Legion of Skanks, go and listen to every single episode. You can search for all of your favorite guests. So if you want to search, you know, Shane Gillis or Ari Shaffir or Dan Soder or any of these people on the show, you can do that. There's a great search function, and we're launching a brand new web app, brand new website, brand new everything in the first quarter of the year. Probably in the next month or so, we'll be looking for people to test the new website and the new app. And then last but not least, subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/BRRattlesnake. Watch me play Warzone and a couple other games.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead, Davey.
If you're listening to this live, I am at the Funny Bone in St. Louis this weekend with Robbie the Fire Bernstein coming along with me, doing a whole bunch of stand-up shows, and we're also doing a live Part of the Problem podcast from there. Then the following week, I will be in Perryville, Maryland. So come out and see, those tickets are moving real fast. So come grab tickets if you're in the area. I want to come up out for that. Dallas Fort Worth at Hyenas in the first week in February, and then I'll be at the House of Comedy in Detroit later in February. Bunch of stuff coming up. All the ticket links are up at comicdavesmith.com. That's all.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. If you're listening live, you have one more day to see me in Sacktown, Sacramento. Come check that out. Might be some tickets still available. I don't know. After that, again, me and Lewis are going to be at the Foxwoods Resort Casino Fox Theater Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 4th, the Wilbur Theater in Boston. My first time there. It's really my first theater shows I've done. So come support, man. I'm excited about that shit. Then me and the boys actually are going to be out in Los Angeles. We're going to be out.
Oh, shit. Angeles. Yeah. Are we trying to do a live Legion of Saints while we're there?
Yeah, 100%. Why wouldn't we? We're all going to be there.
And then the Friday, they're like, they gave me like a block at the store, I think, from the main room. So let's do something. Do something fun. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Zany's Nashville, I'm coming back in February. And then St. Louis Helium, I'll also be there soon. I'm all over the place, everybody. Special coming out as of now. Still saying beginning of March. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Very excited. Cool. I've been editing.
And also, can I also say, Jay, mm-hmm. some people have been asking about your crowd work special. We talked about releasing it, but we decided to do it after your special. It was just a timing thing. There was a few deals in the mix. People were looking at the special. Whatever, without getting into specific details, it is still coming out. It's still 100% going to be released at one point. We just didn't want to muddy the waters and release it before that, even though we're sitting on it for a while. The reason we sat on it for a while, because it was other logistical things that were involved. So there is a crowd work special in the can. It's fucking incredible, and that will be coming out, but unquestionably after your special comes out, but likely not long after.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. That was a fun time out in Austin, Texas. The Bonfire, the SDR show, you know all the shits. And yeah, that's all. Let's listen to some motherfucking music.
Battle of the Badass Bands.
So last week, the people that moved on, once again, just zoom in a little bit so we can see it. Moving on was Mercy Mine, Wyatt Only and Wreckage, Violet Knight, and Wild Plains. All the other bands were great, but that is who's going on to the next round. And now we're going down to the next bracket, which is going to be Godbox is the first band we're listening to, and they're going up against a band called Spaceman.
Yep, you want to read there?
Godbox, their bio. I'm a 32-year-old bedroom music producer. I have been recording, making music as a hobby for 15 years and decided that it's time to pursue a music career. I'm releasing my first album of electronic music at the end of January and wanted to debut some tunes on LOS. Big fan. Thanks for the opportunity. My music can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Music once released. Follow me on Instagram, Godbox.
Hell yeah. Godbox looks like right Ben here. Glebe.
Ben Gleebox.
Gleebox.
Gleebox. And the song we are going to be getting is No Chill. Right, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
One minute into the song.
This is the Trent Reznor of this competition. Let's see if he puts together some cool shit. I like the name Godbox.
1 minute into the song, 15 seconds. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, like, for what that is, I'm sure it's great.
It sounded
That was the most difficult thing in the world to make. You could tell me that that was the easiest thing. You pressed three buttons. I was going to say,
it sounded really cool, but it sounds like, you know, if you let me noodle around with a little electronic machine, I could probably do it.
Bong, bong, bong.
Bling, 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 bling. Bling, 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 bling.
Bong,
bling, bling, bling. Look, me and Lewis are already there. God box, suck our dicks.
God box, suck my god dick.
Oh, shit.
No, it sounded cool. I'm sure it is difficult.
I have no way of gauging.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What
with
the
that.
Skill like, set is there?
I know.
Like what? I genuinely don't know. Somebody that knows music might go, that's absolute horseshit, but it does sound cool. If that was in a club and they told me that that was a producer that makes that type of music and they're successful at it, I would go, yeah, all right, yep, I get that.
Sure. Yeah. Or like if you were kidnapped by aliens and that's what they were playing, you'd be like, all right, that's what they're into.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking Martian music.
Oh, alien
blunk,
rock.
Blunk, blunk,
blunk, blunk, blunk, blunk, blunk, blunk, blunk, blunk, blunk.
All right. Well, that was it.
Okay.
And Godbox.
They are going against Spaceman. Ooh, cool pick. Spaceman, hailing from the same geographic soil as Public Enemy, Freeport, New York, MC, producer Spaceman engages a similar confrontational and brash approach to hip hop.
All right.
However, while Chuck D is known for his direct lyrical condemnations, Spaceman takes a more abstract stream of consciousness narrative and a psychedelic touch. Freeport, New York. I lived there for many years.
Oh, it's from Long Island.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Spaceman. I like his picture. It's a little bit fucking trippy. Okay. Yeah. Look, honestly, this Spaceman, this is your round to take here. I mean, all you got to, Spaceman's got to tap it in here.
I'll tell you what, dude, if in that 15 seconds you say a word in some sort of rhythm, I don't know. If you lost this, dude, you should stop. This has to be really bad, dude.
Remember, Jay, the old dunk competitions where if someone tried a fancy dunk and missed it, all you had to do was dunk the basketball
just
to win
that through.
Round?
Yeah, I remember. Like, Robinson stole it.
You entered a dunk contest. Like, you can dunk, I assume.
All right, the song is Random Chaotic Violence. 1 minute in, 15 seconds, Spaceman.
Let's get it on.
Yep. Him.
It was good too, but you know, it was
music didn't even sound that different. He was just rapping over it, which was just, I don't know.
Listen, we're judging off 15 seconds, so yeah. I don't know. Neither of those really grabbed me, but I will vote and put Spaceman through.
This wasn't this wasn't the best representation. So I mean, look, Spaceman might play the smart, right? Maybe all of his songs after this are fucking bangers. And he was like, dude, I got to fucking just keep on getting stronger as I grow into
it. Oh, I bet Isabel would have loved that song. It's very today music. This might be our age a little bit here.
You think so?
I do. Yeah. Because I get the same thing. I was like waiting for it to be the kind of hip hop that I like.
But it's never going to be sung by a white guy, Jay.
I know. Dude, be Everlast. I say Spaceman, though, on that one for
sure. I'm waiting for the acoustic guitar. When is that coming in?
Yeah, whip out your acoustic, brah.
Spaceman it is.
Spaceman moves on. Congratulations, Godbox. Thank you.
I wish I could take a dab right now, but I don't have any dabs left.
Why?
Because my fucking sister stole from me.
Your sexy ass sister came in and took it? I'm censoring you. Next round is Until Now versus One-Eyed Moon. Until Now.
That's a butthole.
One-Eyed Moon?
Ooh. Isn't that what a butt is?
That's a good... I didn't know that, but yeah, it makes sense. Until Now is a band out of Oklahoma called Until Now. We are a rock band. We are rock based with many genre influences. Okay, simple to the point. Look like a couple of dudes. This looks like a fucking upstairs show at the Stand.
Yeah.
The first song is called Oak Tree. 1 minute in, 15 seconds until now. Their look is awful. They're very talented.
Yeah. I like the song.
The song
was okay. Yeah. It was like date rape rock from the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a better time, Lewis. Yeah.
It was a better time.
It's not a genre that I ultimately like seek out ever, but they were good. Like that, they really sounded good. They were tight. Like
if you told me that they opened up for like
Third Eye
like
Blind.
Third Eye Blind in like 99 at some festival. Yeah. Like, all right, that
Three
makes
Doors
sense.
Down.
Yeah, they were fine. It was a fine tune. It wasn't great. It didn't fucking scream to me. I feel like there was a really big fall from grace in terms of the quality of music that we're hearing in round or this week than we heard from last week.
This is going to affect next week's poll results.
Fact.
And they are going against One-Eyed Moon. One-Eyed Moon, a candid shot. One-Eyed Moon are a four-piece rock outfit from Atlanta, Georgia. They span multiple genres from doom metal to alt-country in what critics are calling confusing and leaving fans asking, when's the next band? Ever since 2018, the group has toured playing anywhere from dingy clubs to massive arenas, drawing comparisons to pretty much no one, and have been lauded as your favorite band's least favorite band.
I like the funniness of their...
The self-deprecating bio is
that's
great.
That's confidence in the music, I think.
I like it. That's how I would describe Salty Black Flower.
It's like We Blow, right?
We Blow. We were like sort of everything but nothing all at once. It was a movie.
The song is called Havana Syndrome. One-Eyed Moon, 1 minute in, 15 seconds. Let's do it. I like the music of that a lot.
I like it a lot, actually.
I wanted to hear more of that.
I did want to hear more of it. It had like a
Mars Volta or at the drive-in kind of Wolf Mother.
I get what you're saying, but more like felt more like indie. Felt a little more like I don't know. At first, I thought it sounded like shit. At first, I was like, "Oh, this sounds like shit." And then after I started getting into it, I was like, "Oh no, that's purposefully like trashy."
Yeah,
and it's like
grungy.
It's kind of sort of a throwback to like grunge. I agree. I liked it. It was different.
That was awesome. My vote would be.
But can I also say?
Sure.
It could also just be shit.
Maybe.
So this is a trick here, right? If it sounds really cool, I'm going like, oh, if that's on purpose, what if it isn't on purpose? What if we're just tricking ourselves into believing that it sounds cool, but they just recorded on shitty equipment and all their songs just sound bad?
Well, yeah, that'll get exposed in later rounds.
Yeah, I'm voting for them.
Yeah, I liked both songs, but I'm going to go One-Eyed Moon.
All right, I agree. One-Eyed Moon, you're going through.
Woo! Tearing through. Our next round.
The Infamists.
It's going to be the Infamists versus Prime and PM. Luck of the draw here, everybody. The Infamists bio. There's the picture. Another one they can just call the Legion of Skanks, I guess. The Infamous are a trio of whiskey-drinking dragon riders from Dallas, Texas, who play rock and roll tunes that fermented in a bottle from Robert Johnson's liquor cabinet. Snake emoji, guitar emoji, beer emoji. What started as a casual encounter on Craigslist turned into a lasting friendship for Denton band The Infamous. The Dallas Observer Music Award nominated three-piece formed in 2012, while attending the University of North Texas, now they are one of North Texas's quickly rising rock bands. The Infamous are Riley Rogers, guitar vocals, Spencer Wharton, bass vocals, Ryan Weiss, drums, percussion, sampling, backing vocals. That is their image. The first song is called Sexual Fun Time Groove Machine. 1 minute in, 15 seconds. The Infamous.
bro.
I have the same exact shirt as this guy, by the way. Yeah, that one. The guy in the middle. We have the same exact country
same,
western shirt.
You have the same jowls as well.
Real nice, dude. What's the problem? What's the problem, bro?
I did not like it.
I honestly did not like it. It was so like a nondescript part of the song. I just didn't nothing in that part.
I have no clue whether I liked that song or didn't like that song from what we played.
That was a bad song.
That means you didn't like it, Dave.
No, I don't know if that's true. I may have liked that song.
You know that you didn't, if you're saying, I said I did like it.
I did not like it. I did like it, but it just
Can I tell you my problem with Jay? All right, let me tell you the problem. There's two problems with both of you guys.
Sure.
Number one, Dave doesn't know about music. He hears guitars and drums, and I don't think he's actually.
I know way more than you know about music.
Dave is just shaking his head because he knows there's music playing. I don't think he actually can hear music. Dave is very passionless. Okay.
Okay.
Jay,
hey, Lewis, I think what you just made a great song.
Good song, dude.
That was a really good song.
Dave doesn't have music. There's no speakers in his house. It's just not the thing that the Smiths do.
No speakers in my house. What do you call Alexa?
You use Alexa just for weather and news facts.
Yeah, that's like my favorite songs.
Music to my ears, the weather.
Alexa, what's the white population of America today?
Hey Alexa,
down from yesterday.
Can you tell me how black people did in standardized tests in the country this year?
She goes, Alexa, play my favorite music. And then here's Tucker Carlson tonight.
And then Jay, this is exactly what's happening. Okay. I'm the only one who should have an opinion on this, okay? Because I'm gonna tell you why. Because Jay, you are afraid you're going to meet one of these guys on the road. You're going to say their music sucks, and they're going to have to deal with that anxiety of saying that their music sucked and knowing that you want everyone to like you. Jay wants everyone to like him. He's fucking, he loves being liked.
Shit, that does sound like Jay. Now I'm thinking maybe I don't know music. God damn it.
So what are we nailing you?
I mean, Lewis, he's nailing the Jay part.
Those lyrics just really hit Dave right there. You spouted, Lewis.
I like this song is really saying
now,
something.
I'll tell you what it is, Lewis, genuinely, is I have such like envy of being able to play music in a band. I've never done it. So like it's I think it's very cool. I'm impressed already with what they're doing. I did not like that song. I said I think it's a terrible part of that song to have been played. I think the next person can take this round because that was just a very nondescript part of the song.
Can I also say this is a production mistake? I mean, guys, you front loaded with such great bands. It was like every band was so good last week.
It was very random.
It was truly randomized, yeah.
You guys let Mark Random put this segment together. You didn't overthink that at all.
You got randomized.
You've been random.
It's a great name for a random special.
The Infamists are going against. First of all, it's also.
Also, I don't like the name of the band.
Yeah,
the
Infamists. Is a band. Ugh. That's tough. It's a lot to get out. Prime and PM. Prime and PM deliver straight to the point, unencrypted, though often derogatory, lyrics that imagine the hip-hop soundscape for a more chaotic, less examined perspective. The duo is packaged with a versatile range of climactic instrumentals that expand across many genres. Every song provides a unique and sometimes contrasting experience while still retaining the members' familiar personality, your mom's favorite group. Their first song, Dark Side, 1 minute in for 15 seconds, Prime and PM.
My mother's dead, Prime and PM.
Mom's dead, bud.
You can see I got a dark side, like the far side of the moon all the darn time. You're a smart guy, because you knew when you aren't blind. Any idiot can see I got a dark side. Late night, you playing Elder Scrolls and with the crowbar, breaking into elders' homes, yeah.
I just love white hip hop.
I love
that. Whatever it is. Dude, yeah, like,
that was really good.
Fun, dude.
I thought that was excellent.
I love white hip hop.
I just love white hip hop, dude. Every Lewis, time I hear it, I'm
you
like,
know what, you're right. That was the first one I've heard so far.
I think hip hop in general, especially where it's like a certain kind, like definitely.
I like that type of kind of like, I don't know, quirky. Even what to call it.
It's a character,
it's kind of nerd.
Almost.
It's kind of nerd character. Rap, but it's very lyrical, like kind of and very like kind of cool.
Look, I genuinely love Palmer Squares. I genuinely love Karen Groves, Crack and Miko. Like these guys are like. Whatever it is, like it's almost like a throwback, I guess, that a lot of white guys in hip hop are doing. But it's like it's, but they're not using like it's not easy. Like
well, it's got that '90s feel. It's patterns. Not like the it's not yes. the auto-tune-y shit.
Yeah, and it's like, not. It's like but it's beats. Also it's almost like the if they the evolution of like '90s hip hop. If they just got really really good at like creating like great like rhyme schemes and rhyme patterns. It was just I was genuinely I liked that. That was the type of hip hop that I would listen to in my car or working out or fucking, you know, at a party I would enjoy it. I dug it. I dug the
gay
song.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's an easy one for me. Prime and PM.
Prime and PM would take that one for me.
And in this competition, I think hip hop, we said this last week, it's a hard competition to be in for hip hop. You know,
so yeah, it's gonna really be a good. Tough. The song's gotta be really
you gotta be really catchy. You gotta really fucking so
Do we all agree Prime and PM?
Yep.
Prime and PM moves on.
Our and this final. Is our last the last round for today.
Last round of the day, everybody. Is the Fulcrum versus Far Wild. The Fulcrum. We're the Fulcrum. Four-piece original rock band from Long Island. Been huge
great name.
Fans of the Skanks since the Compound days. We're four boring-ass job-having fuckers with a love of music that hasn't gone anywhere. Hopefully you'll like our recorded shit. But we rip live and would love to be a part of anything you guys do if you ever need live music. Fuck yeah.
Our bassist is Bobby Kelly. Our guitarist is Big J. And we have these other two guys.
And then these other two strapper guys in the middle. Man, the guys on the outside, look at their faces. It really is like they got to get down 8 levels of pussy before those guys get laid on the road. Their first song. Is Virtue 1 minute in for 15 seconds? The Fulcrum.
Okay.
I like that.
It sounds like video game music.
I was going to say, it sounds like Guitar Hero. Like,
yeah.
They were good. Like I like that style of music. You know,
I believe them that they said they ripped live. They rip live.
I believe them when they said they're Compound Media fans. We're four cops that are racist.
I believe they're a four-piece original rock band from Long Island.
They are. No, and they said they're Compound Media fans. We've been fans of Skanks since the Compound days.
Yeah, you'll notice no ethnics in our group.
Hey, dude.
They were good.
You guys might have seen our tour bus with a Whip 'em Out Wednesday sticker on the back of it.
Wow. They are going against Far Wild. We are Far Wild, a heavy metal band hailing from San Diego, California. We've been together around a year or so and are about to release our first album. So
we don't give a fuck, dude. I love how they don't care. Like, we've only been in a band for a year. Maybe we'll do an album eventually.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Maybe. If it comes up, I'll do it. Are you guys doing it at my place? So what sets us apart from all these other bands? Talent. It's mostly talent. And it's an important thing and frankly seeps from all our shit. We're gonna
be all have long hair with different hairstyles.
Yeah, we got thinning, we got dreads, we got thinning with color, we've got long flowy curly.
We got thinning on the side, thinning on the top, thinning in the back.
Anywhere you want thinned, we got it. We're gonna be better than anyone else because we are better than anyone else. Our songs are incredible.
I just realized that all of these guys look like Frank.
Our songs are incredible and our live shows unparalleled. Will probably be the best thing you've seen in years, for realsy. So I guess vote Far Wild or whatever. I like these. I like this. I like it.
They're very whatever.
The last
give
song,
a shit.
The last song of the day, in this side of the bracket, Try to Understand from Far Wild. 1 minute in for 15 seconds. I like that.
I feel like they're very good at what they do.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Also for being together for a year.
Yeah, they're tight. They're obviously talented guys. I'd want to hear something different from them. Like, look, I think that they had a better track than the other guys. I like the other guys too. I just think that they sounded tighter, sounded more professional, and also just like a little bit more my thing. Like the you know, progressive rock thing is cool, but
I feel like they were less my thing, but they were better at what they did. When the other song, so I'd vote for them.
I will say, and not to knock them, I'm being critical this week. I'm being critical as a motherfucker because Dave doesn't know music. Jay wants to be everyone's friend. So we need a little bit of fucking critique here, right? I wasn't.
Dope track.
I wasn't wholly just like blown away by the uniqueness of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I've heard that song 100 times.
They're really talented. I respect what they do.
Totally. If you guys live in the St. Louis area, we'll be out there. The Friday Late Show, if you want to pick one.
You get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. These guys are really, they're talented.
Don't be an asshole.
No, I'm not being an asshole. I would pick this band. This is who my vote would be, these guys.
Yeah.
Fulcrum. No. I thought Fulcrum was good. Again, I think we got like a part of it. It's also, everyone's a little subject to being like, you know, it's the part of the song you pick. You have to find your first song's got to be something that you think hits at this weird exact time.
I will say last week the competition was a lot stiffer. I feel like, and no offense, look, these bands got to fucking bring it. Look, and I like this band. I would be a fan of this band Far Wild. Out of everyone this week, I think I was probably, you know, Far Wild and Prime and PM I thought were really good, but Far Wild is probably the most my thing. But I will say they got to fucking pick it up because anybody this week that would have went against anybody last week would have lost. I think literally almost any round.
Suck on that, Spaceman. So moving on to Spaceman, One-Eyed Moon, Prime and PM, and Far Wild. Ooh, everybody who went second on this one. Interesting. That's going to become controversy.
Yeah. Who do we have next week? What are the bands next week? People want to be able to see the bracket. Maybe Bobby put out the brackets as well and like images so people can see who's coming up in the closet, which is Dave Smith's band.
Maybe Bobby.
Hey.
Sauce, former comedian that used to be a guest on this show. Remember we didn't let him talk for like two episodes?
Yeah.
Lucifatura.
Lucifist. Why do I feel like I've heard the band Lucifist before? Is that a known band?
I think that they were in our last Bop Bab. I remember.
What about Disco Risque too? No.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Guys, how many more people can get back
we had,
in Vault?
We had fifth. We had 5,000 submissions, and three of the same people. That's how good
they are. Full Flavor.
Disco Risque. I did love Disco Risque.
Bundy and the Spins, Vulgara, and then who's in the final? Who's in the final bracket?
The Coast, spelled with KH, versus Midnight Threat, V to A, which means vagina to ass. I hope it does, at least. De Piritas, Leave It to Cleaver, Sushi Kittens, Son of Cilia,
Skyla,
Son of Scylla, versus Gondre the Giant.
Like it.
I do like that name. Wait, so that's we're good. Halfway through the first round.
Yes.
This is going to be a rough few weeks for 51% of our audience.
It's a fucking 15 minutes of the show. Suck my dick. 20 minutes.
It's just so funny, though. If anyone brought something to the show where you're like, most of the people hate it, but it's Lewis's baby so much.
And Lewis goes,
that's a slim majority, Jay. I don't mind. It's a slim majority.
I wouldn't consider that a consensus.
There's a majorities.
Plus minus three something for error.
Totally. Totally
plus
there's
something.
That.
Plus something, minus something. Error. Oh,
it's been fun.
Yeah, it's something like it's my baby. I don't give a fuck. We can stop it right now. We freaking put it on me. I thought it's a fun segment.
All right, guys. Thanks for entering the competition.
Sorry, guys.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with all the I think we make it funny. I think we listened to some cool music, and I think we get to
expose some of the fans to a really big, fun audience. And if you can't listen to fucking 50, you can show a little bit of support for some fucking fellow skanks that are creating cool shit.
The way you defend it feels more like you're making money than me and Dave aren't on it.
Making money? We're losing money on it. What are you talking about?
What?
That's true.
We spend money.
What? No, it's fine. I think it's fun. But 51% of the people say no.
Yeah, but I don't think it's actually 51% of the people that are actually watching the show. I think there's people that are just like, fuck that. They just want to say that. I think it's probably more like 40% of the people don't like it.
That's all. Well, fuck that. We play to the 60. We are the 60. We are the 60.
All right. Can we watch this? Did you see the video of the teacher fighting the 14-year-old student?
I believe I did see this.
No. Dude, I saw a video.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's very good.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess like this kid squared up. The teacher told him he couldn't be in the class because he wasn't wearing the proper uniform. And the kid's like, yeah, fuck you. And it's just like, I mean, you just see the teacher on his face. Like he's sitting there like, yo, I could just fuck this kid up. Like you're a child.
Well, here, play the video because you get all of it. Yeah, yeah, this is the one I saw.
Now pause it right there. Like as soon as you're doing that, right? As soon as you do that shit. Mathis?
you're barking up the wrong tree there, boy.
Like you're sort of like I you almost,
and he's doing it in front of everybody, trying to humiliate the teacher, and he's calling him out in his face.
God.
Why your voice cracking, my nigga? Come on, bro. Yeah.
Pause it again. Did anybody ever see a kid like, for one, go this, forget even like the fight itself, but this like mouth wise to a teacher and ever come back from it?
Kind of, yeah.
What do you mean?
There was some bad kids. Like my best friend in like, it was like elementary school though, he like punched a teacher. He still stayed in school, like,
and had to see that teacher again.
Maybe.
That's nutty. That's nutty.
Yeah, I think you got put in like special ed or something.
By the way, this is banned. I just read this is fucking banned.
I know. I see the saxophone right there.
I didn't realize that the first time I watched.
That's fucking hilarious. This is a music teacher. Yo, what you saying? You saying my oboe game ain't good? What's up? Yo, I don't want to be a woodwind. I want to be a brass, motherfucker.
You feeling gully?
I mean, he's saying like all TikTok phrases.
You usually say that shit, bro. I'm wrong, bro. Everybody's saying that shit, my nigga. Bro, they lying shit, bro. Stop lying, my nigga. You the one lying, bro. I'm wrong, bro. Stop running, my nigga. You know you said that shit, bro. I'm wrong.
This kid is
so. Pause here for a second.
The kid's so nervous. Like he's doing this because he feels he has to for whatever dumb reason.
I don't think the kid's nervous at all.
I didn't get the impression the kid's nervous. It is a tell that he didn't pick up on that the guy just took his glasses.
Yeah, that's what I was actually. That's why I said to pause it.
He's going. He's like on the edge of like, because you can see like this guy probably. My guess is this teacher was a guy who like just wasn't a bitch in his day,
yeah,
and is just getting bitched out by this skinny little punk kid.
Yeah,
and it's wearing on him.
Yeah, he's fucking, yeah, he's like, he's also like in the hood. He's trying to like teach these kids about music and the power of how it could change their lives.
Yeah. Music is going to make you kids rise up and get out of this ghetto mentality you got. What's that? What's that you're saying, son? You are my mom's. You are my mom's for reals. Oh, you about to get an ass whoop with the likes of your mom. Your mama going to feel it.
Like in his day you were allowed to hit students as well. He's like a 68 year old black guy.
Also, it's like at least a half Asian kid.
So, he had teachers that would spray him with fire hoses if he was acting up.
Like the kid's so not scary, and that's why this teacher's like, yo, dork, are you about to?
Yeah, so here's what's going on. This kid I don't think is nervous at all. He's performing in front of this class.
I think
the teacher's not going to do anything.
He has this shield of invincibility where he's like, the teacher, I could say all this shit. He can't hit me.
No, I know, but I just think the way he's just talking, it's like he's just saying lines.
Yeah.
Like he's saying lines from a script. You know what I mean? He's like, on God. You know, that's on my mom's.
Sure. I just think that he's performing for these kids and he's trying to like show off. And
I think he thinks he
just knows that he's not going to get hit right now. He's like, he's a teacher. So I get to say whatever the fuck I want.
He can look tough and talk shit and look cool to his friends and he can't get hit.
Yeah. It's what they do with cops all the time now. People will pull out their cell phones and then start talking shit to cops. Cause the cops can't do anything because they're on video. But it's like, you sort of see this like thing of like, and then once in a while you see the cops also just, they go like, they were just a fucking kid from the hood at 1.2. So they go like, I don't really care about this job anymore. And then they start fighting them and beating the shit out of them anyway. So what happens here is he just stops being a teacher and he starts being real.
True story.
A TV show on MTV.
Everybody's watching, my nigga. What's up, bro? You ain't talking shit.
You a whole ass
bitch.
You a whole ass bitch.
Man, if we're
gonna
take him.
Ooh, he said cut straight up.
Why you shaking, bro?
He's thinking about it so much.
He already took his glasses off. He's already made a decision that is likely going to happen. Once he took his glasses off.
And the kid goes, why are you shaking, bro, to him? Like, he's trying to say he's scared, but he's shaking because he's like, I'm about to knock out a child.
Yeah, and lose everything. And my career, yeah.
So you say that shit, what's up, bro?
Yes. Now the kid's scared, Jay.
No, was this on one of those oddly satisfying lists?
Oh, it is oddly satisfying. Kid got one in, though.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
But he's a little kid. It's like, yeah, you're just not a man. Like, this guy, like, it's just there's not many 13, 14-year-old kids that are going to have enough power to really. Also, you don't know how to fight. You see the way he's standing?
Yeah, there, go, back like, he's not go back a little bit. He's got he's getting ready to bite that bottom lip. What?
This is a 100% Latino band class. Everyone can play fucking. Ninety percent of the class plays a
Going with that one.
Bongo.
Keep going.
He's got something in his hand.
An eraser. Oh,
yeah.
An eraser?
No, I don't know. Dude, can you believe he just sold out, man? That's crazy. He's fighting him.
Yeah, it's not even like he just lost one moment where he punched him.
He's like,
he stopped, thought
we're
about it.
Yeah.
He did this with his erasers.
He did LeBron James.
Oh, another kid jumped in.
Who did it? Who jumped in?
I said one-on-one.
Who about to catch his whooping? He said, who was it? Go back. I want to see what happened there.
A kid jumped in. His friend jumped in and hit him.
This kid here.
Yeah.
Let me see.
No, this is after, Bobby. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are just kids, though. They're not, like, you see, pause for a second. It looks like chaotic and violent, but if you actually saw what was done there, it was a little boy went to the side of this man's head. It was such a, these aren't, like, even really, like, hood people. Like, they're not, like, tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just seen hood kids who, that music stand would have been in the teacher's fucking head. You see other videos on, like, Worldstar that are just a little bit more, like, these are kind of like punk asses. Mike Vecchione holding the kid back.
Did you see the one of the it's a guy at a casino
and his two like this teacher coming in right now?
Hey, I'm canceled. Jewish. Hello?
Now the kid's crying. Ugh.
He's crying?
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying. He's like
kind of cryy voice.
Yeah, it's like that guy tried to do this to me.
I think he was bragging about how he hit him as well.
Yeah. Did you see the one in the casino with the lady, the drunk lady, fucking with another lady, and she just knocks her unconscious? It's like the first ever girl knocking a girl out video I've ever seen.
Love it.
Whatchamacallit?
Teachers, it's like kind of like all the stories that we were telling at the beginning where you're saying like, yeah, like you shouldn't do it and it's wrong and you look like an asshole. But at the same time, it's not like the guy didn't have it coming. I mean, look, I know that's a kid. But he's old enough to be like, I mean, you stand in a man's face and say, on my mama, I'm going to fuck you up so many times.
If I was friends with that teacher, I would not be friends with him now because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, dude, you're out of your fucking mind. I'd be like, wow.
Teacher was arrested.
You got there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teacher was arrested. Yeah. I mean, yeah, rightfully so. I mean, look, not for nothing. Like,
you can't, you're still, not allowed
you
to
can't
do
hit
that.
Kids. Yeah, you can't, like, even if that kid's also, like, not for nothing, like, if the kid hits you, you kind of can't beat him up. Like, you could maybe hit him back. Look, if that kid hit him and he gave him one back, I'd go, okay. I wouldn't have a problem. I wouldn't even say the teacher should be suspended, fired, nothing. I'd be like, look, you know,
if you grabbed him and threw him or something like that, I'd understand that. There's
even throwing a punch, if the kid punched him and his reaction was, because combat is an instinct, right? So it's not like, it's not like if somebody decides to defend themselves and their instinct is to square up and punch because they know how to fight, I'm not going to fault them because they didn't use a different sort of defense, right? But he was sort of the aggressor in terms of the physical side of it.
Like, well, the point
is, punch a kid in the face and then go after the kid. Well, the kid,
and when he went after him, there's, you know, you were talking about there's like that little kid, you know, punch that the friend came in and hit him with. But when he went after him, he took some swings that didn't connect with the kid, where he was trying to take the kid's fucking head off.
Oh, yeah.
And like, that's just like the level where you're
the
like,
kid sucks. Yeah. I agree. I'm rooting for the teacher. I'm like, fuck it. It's satisfying.
Look, it is also kind of the same way I say with these cop situations, like sometimes where someone will antagonize a cop and they beat the shit out of someone. Yeah. And you're like, that's the job. The job is to not do that.
Oh, no,
even in
that.
A situation
I
like
that. I describe that all the time. I acknowledge a cop is supposed to be able to empty a clip shooting at him. Put the gun down, put your hands up and get on your knees and have them come over and still call you Mr. and Sir.
Yeah, and he arrests you and reads you your rights and then puts you in his car. Like, it's for a judge, having a lawyer by your side to argue about this later.
That's the job. That's why I was like, why could I not be a cop? Because I can't not get that guy in handcuffs and beat the shit out of him for the next 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Just shot.
That might be why you could be a cop, Jay. That seems to be what they do.
Well, I mean, look, I think it's just so funny because I'm like, as a man and a human, I go, that kid's fucking a punk ass and he's asking for it, right? I'm really torn because as a father, I go, well, yeah, kids can be punk asses sometimes. And it's like, it doesn't mean you could, you know, an adult should use their better judgment. And then also just as like, you know, yeah, I mean, look, it's sort of appropriate that he was, you know, arrested. You can't fucking do that. The kid sucks. You know, it's not a good kid. If there's a kid who's getting their ass kicked by a teacher, that's the one.
Yeah, I also think, like, looking at it as a father, I also think about my kid being one of the other kids in the class. It's like, you know, I want them to see a teacher who's handling that in a better way than charging, swinging, trying to take a kid's head off.
I mean, look, he took the job knowing that he was coming in against one of the toughest schools in the county.
He goes, look, all you got to do is teach these gangbangers how to play music. It should be easy.
He's ex-military. This should be easy for him.
Sir, have you tried sitting on the wrong direction in your chair? Maybe have the back and the front? And the front and the back?
For some reason, that seems to get through.
He goes, I don't know why, but that just really seems to...
He completed his completion of a 10-week anger management course and his being forced into early retirement from his job. So he has to retire early, but they dropped the misdemeanor corporal injury charge against Ryan.
Right. Okay, so he's still collecting like a pension or whatever.
He's fine. Right. Like, I think, look, the white powers that be, that Jewish guy came in. He was like, listen, we're going to figure out a way to make this teacher still get paid.
He goes, sir, that is unacceptable. And then he whispered in his ear, you're my hero. Yeah. I wanted to do that to every one of these kids.
That fucking
sucks.
I'm surprised they dropped the charges. If I was, I mean, the student depending on how shitty his family is, like my mom just would have never had the motivation to get through her heroin stupor to sue. Like, so as that kid,
don't worry, baby, we're gonna go file a complaint first thing in the morning.
That kid can easily sue and win. Like, it'll be, no, they'll just settle out of court.
What's crazy is I can't believe, like, as much as this kid's putting his chest out there. You know, I don't know why the guy, like, I feel like in that scenario, if I was like, if I already got in my head, like, this kid's going to have to get hit in some way, I know that I can get him to at least
swing on me.
Swing so I can be like, I was defending myself. Do you know what I mean?
That would have been a good move in between, would have been to at least talk shit to the kid to get him to make the first move.
And so like I'm watching that video as like just as we're watching it, I'm not trying to make any case, but I see him very consciously take his glasses off, fold them, put them. I'm like, oh yeah, he's getting ready to beat this kid up. He's thinking about it. It's planned. He's ready to go. If you can plan that much, you can also plan to walk away, call security. You could also.
Nah, dude, he wanted it.
But look, dude, you're fucking. You know, I'm the same way. If I was a teacher, I would have definitely. Had sex with and beat up a student. That would have been the end of my career. Both.
That kid,
both
same night. All that kid who you just saw.
There's no way, dude.
Same kids, same night.
Look, that kid, either fighting or fucking, pick one.
After I fucked that kid, he said he was going to talk, so then I fought him.
Oh, Your Honor, he was up there saying, on my mama, it was just so hot.
Ooh. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up, everybody. It's been another fun one with the boys. We'll catch you guys live on Gas Digital from the stand this Monday. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.